Network. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is Friday, July 16th, 2010. Bob Chapman joins us for about 40 minutes coming up in the next hour to break down what's happening with the economy, as he does every Friday. And I have all the vital stacks of news and information here in front of me that we're going to be covering. BP claims for the first time in 80-plus days that they have stopped the leak. And I pray that they're not lying, because they've said this at least three times that I can remember in the last 87-plus days. So we'll be breaking that down. I was here in the office last night when Aaron Dykes and I were doing research for the Full Spectrum Dominance Eugenics film that we are working on that deals with chemtrails and other issues. And we have come across so much more information that our awareness of the globalist master plan is growing exponentially. Don't think that you ever know everything. The more we learn, the more horrified we get to discover that things are far worse than we originally thought. So I sent the Rockefeller Foundation document over to Paul Watson. He wrote a story about it this morning. And just everything we talk about here, the magnitude is off the chart. I mean, I'm not even worthy to be bringing you information this powerful. And I hope that you pay attention to what we cover here minute by minute, because I've had chills since last night. This just confirms everything else we've already researched. But Rockefeller study envisions future dictatorship controlled by elite, millions being killed, mandatory quarantines, checkpoints, the end of the family, everything that's in the other documents. But this dovetails with all the other Rockefeller Foundation documents about the GMO food to sterilize you and the forced vaccines and the hell we're already living in that's just going to continue to intensify until we take our governments back from these eugenics madmen. But that story is up on PrisonPlanet.com. We sent this to Watson. I'm glad he did a report on it today. Rockefeller study envisions future dictatorship controlled by the elite. And I want to go through a bunch of other news. I mean, here's Mark Moreno, one of the top advisors to the Republican caucus. So a lot of powerful people now paying attention, finally. Population control advocate wanted to sterilize populations through food and water. That's Climate Depot. So, of course, we've been covering this for, well over 14, 15 years, but now it's finally starting to become mainstream news. The question is, will you have the courage to really do the research yourself? Because I don't want you to just sit here and hear me make these claims. When I tell you that they're saturating almost all the major food crops with sodium fluoride, and it concentrates in the food to levels thousands of times in many cases above what's in the water. I mean, one part per million is devastating. 900 parts per million in powdered eggs is just off the charts. Total brain damage. The hundreds of parts per million in many of the food crops now. And that's not just to mention the fact that these crops can also absorb pesticides and are designed to live in pesticides, and that concentrates in them, or that the DNA has been altered to also cause sterilization. I mean, they're hitting us on so many fronts. And I've got all the government reports admitting that the births, year by year, they're studying that human DNA is being damaged at a level never before seen. We are being mutated. And many of us that are able to even think and operate today, our children, their children, and the children after them are going to be deformed monsters who are literally drooling basket cases. But, of course, that will never even get to that point. They plan to exterminate all of us long before then. It's just an absolute fact. And why do we have to sit here and fight with each other, government bureaucrats, police, military, everybody? I mean, we're all in this together. It's a tiny elite, less than 6,000 globalists in their own analysis that rule the planet. And, look, I'm going to get into all the news coming up in your phone calls today. It's just This is so horrible. They're collapsing the economy so they can take control of us through the government health care system and soft kill us.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land. They think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
Hi, folks. It's time to play. Good food makes everything you do fun. On eFoodsDirect.com, you're going to find a summer outdoor special that gets you the most delicious, easy-to-fix, most portable, best food on the planet for exciting fun in the sun. With each order of a 3-month responder pack, you get a free grab-and-go accessory kit with the backpacker's water purifier, stove, and carry bag. You'll also get a free camper's bakery pack with pancakes, biscuits, and cornbread muffins. All this delicious food can be easily prepared stovetop at home or in a pan over a campfire. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/summer or call 800-409-5633 for information and ordering. Summer fun with food just doesn't get any better than this, folks. You need it. They've got it. Just get it. eFoodsDirect.com/summer or 800-409-5633. eFoodsDirect.com/summer or 800-409-5633.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
It is Friday. We cover the real issues here on this broadcast. I'll be back, of course, this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. with the abbreviated Sunday transmission. Again, I want to thank you for joining us. I want you to know that I do have a great weight on me. With knowledge comes great sorrow, the Bible says, and but with knowledge also comes the power to be able to protect yourself and your family and to have a healthier society. When we don't struggle for a more just and pure society, and when we stop recognizing good from evil, we always see the decline of civilization, and the most wicked, the most abusive, the most sadistic, the most psychopathic take control. I want to get into eugenics today, coming up later in the hour and throughout the broadcast, because there's been a lot of information coming out, even in the mainstream media, just further documenting everything that we discuss here. And I want you today to really meditate, you know, to focus, to cogitate, to think about the issues we're laying out here. We are living in the middle of an orchestrated collapse. The United States has been in a major depression. Many more economists every day come out and admit that that is the case. Even Yahoo Finance today is admitting that all the numbers show that the middle class is being eradicated and that globalization is the cause. And they call it a nasty side effect. No, it is not a side effect. If an executioner walks you up onto a platform and puts your neck in a noose and pulls the lever and the floor falls out from beneath you and you fall 6 feet and the acceleration snaps your neck, that death is not a side effect. Death was the goal. And the reason the orchestrated financial collapse is so important is it ties into the government health care, which in the globalist-owned documents and statements is meant to set up a genetic dictatorship, a dictatorship over life and death, a government-sponsored and pushed euthanasia, one-child policies. Being dependent on these psychopaths, these people who like to play God, being dependent on them is death. And it is slow, creeping, incremental, orchestrated death. If you put poison, there are many poisons that are undetectable to the taste buds or to the nostrils, to the olfactory nerve. If you put poison, say, in a African savanna waterhole, the elephants, the lions, the zebras, the giraffes, the baboons, the wild African dogs, they will all come to the waterhole, the hippopotamus, they will drink from it and they will die. And even as they see their fellow lions and elephants and baboons dying, they will continue to drink because they are not conscious creatures who are able to scientifically analyze what's happening to them. And the globalists see you as animals. They believe that you are incapable of looking around you and seeing the design. Even when it is in hundreds and hundreds of government-funded policy reports, policy directives, policy plans. There are so many of these reports that Aaron Dykes, only aided by coffee, many days will not sleep, and I have to make him go home after 2 days of being up here. This is somebody I hired right out of the University of Texas 5 years ago who didn't really believe in what I was doing, who didn't really buy what I was saying and kind of laughed when I hired him. That's exactly who I wanted to hire. I wanted him to see it. And he'd gone to, you know, the UT public relations school. You know, he had very good grades when he graduated. He was very intelligent. And I said, you are going to see the dark side. Now, he is so obsessed with reading hundreds of reports on how they're poisoning the water, the food, how they are spraying us via aircraft, the Rockefeller studies, the books on eugenics written by the globalist, that he is probably the only other person in this office who has reached the level of my understanding and perhaps dealing with eugenics even surpassed it. And every day he says, look at this. This is another Rockefeller Foundation report. And I said, send it to Watson. You're going home. It's midnight. You're going home. You're not writing an article on this. Send it to Watson. He'll do it. And you know what? That's a normal response by Aaron. He's normal. He's got his head screwed on straight. You can't read government documents where they brag, going back 60 years, how they're poisoning the water and the food. Over 60 years ago, how they would genetically engineer crops when they discovered the double helix and discovered DNA, and how they would create binary weapons and other degenerative weapons that take time and that mix with other poisons and bioagents that have been introduced, so that the average compartmentalized doctor or even specialist can't recognize it, though there are now thousands of doctors and chemists and scientists that have reverse engineered what's going on and have gone public. But you don't have to reverse engineer it. These people are so arrogant that they write policy papers, so many of them, that they're producing these policy papers and reports and white papers so fast, that you could never read them all. A group of just two or three people here in my office that research this, we could never read them all. It is warehouses full of it. It is an open conspiracy against you and your family. I pray to God, I pray to my Heavenly Father, Jesus Christ, every night to give me the strength and the will to be able to face this horror and to give me the strength to carry on, because I know why a lot of you don't want to look at this information and just want to comment on the YouTube videos or on message boards that I'm a liar. I know why, because it's scary. And if you admit this to yourself, you're not going to be able to go to the ball games anymore. You're not going to be able to just go out and get drunk with your friends. You're not going to be able to just, you know, go out and enjoy yourself all the time and not spend some of your energy on resisting this. And once you face this information, once you've consciously admitted it to yourself, it will take over your life. It should take over your life. Well, I mean, what else could it do? The only chance we've got of beating this scientific dictatorship, this creeping death that takes its time to incrementally enslave you, mentally, psychologically, physically, spiritually, the only way to defeat it is for the rank and file of this planet to realize that you have a choice to make on what your destiny is going to be. Win, lose, or draw, you need to choose a side. You need to spend some time this afternoon, this evening, over the weekend, to close the shutters, to sit there in your easy chair, and to just sit back and think about the claims I've made here and decide on whether or not you're going to research the information we've laid out. Because this information is too important. I do not want you to simply sit here and listen to what I've said and then go out on message boards and say, Alex Jones says they want to reduce our population, that they are poisoning us, and that they're incrementally increasing the amount of poisons and genetic manipulation that's going on. Oh. We've got to get past the artificial stigma that the control corporate media has been putting out for decades ahead of their open unveiling of planetary dictatorship. I mean, all these reports, whether it's the Rockefeller report we were reading last night that we're linked to on PrisonPlanet.com, or whether it's EcoScience, or whether it's Time Magazine saying only have one child, it's good for the environment. They all talk about how we need a police state to carry this out. They're now in hundreds of publications the last 6 months in the British and U.S. and European newspapers and Australian as well, saying, you know what, the public's too stupid to agree to one-child policies and euthanasia and all this. We need a planetary police state, that's their quote over and over again, to carry out this great work. They're being public about it. In fact, I'm going to come back from break here in a minute and I'm going to go ahead and get into this first, the whole eugenics, and just what's on my plate today. Just what's in the mainstream news today. And when I make the point that without even looking, we're not even looking for this stuff. It's just everywhere. This is their religion. This is their system. This is their methodology, their way of life, what they believe in. And even your average yuppie who's under this scientific attack knows that the received knowledge and wisdom, that their false common sense is, yeah, there's too many people, and you tell a yuppie about other foods being poisoned. Well, there are too many people. You fool. They're hitting you, too. They like automatically think because they buy into it at a lower level, kind of an outer cult member, that it makes it okay. It's not okay. And the globalists are not doing this for the environment. They are destroying the environment. They are rewriting the entire genetic code of the planet right now. You need to understand that.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources. It is becoming painfully obvious the Washington bailout is running out of steam and the economy is showing signs of a double-dip recession. As you know, government spending is at an all-time high and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are majority of your assets tied up in the stock or bond market? If so, are those assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain, having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless, and it will protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter Kronschnabel at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
So, you're rolling your own, eh? Me too. And you better keep rolling with the best, rollingpapers.com. The best site on the web with over 1,500 products. Whether hemp, rice, flax, or pulp, we've got your rolling papers. For store owners, rollingpapers.com has wholesale pricing and display boxes. Papers, tubes, filters, rolling machines in hundreds of brands, sizes, and styles. Hey, try the new Big Bag brand available at rollingpapers.com. We are centrally located and quickly package and ship daily to anywhere in the world. Adult consumers can buy one individually to sample or for the best prices, select any of the wholesale displays available direct from the pros at rollingpapers.com. No minimum purchase required and a friendly, helpful staff. You won't believe the selection and great pricing at rollingpapers.com. Retail, wholesale, import, and export. Keep rolling your own with rollingpapers.com.
I'm not the kind to kiss and tell, but I've been seen with Farrah. I've never been with anything less than a nine, so fine.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to get into eugenics at the bottom of the next hour. So I've got so many articles from just today, I'm going to go over them some more before I even cover them and really lay out the facts for people. But the bottom line is this. you have a decision to make. Are you going to let all the distractions and the diversions and the things that don't matter that are purposefully set out in front of you to distract you and to disempower you and to blind you from what's really happening? Are you going to let this scientific dictatorship succeed? Are you going to feed your children adulterated, poisoned food and water by design? Are you going to give them poisoned drugs by design? Are you going to give them vaccines made in China that are designed to destroy their immune systems and give them cancer and reduce their fertility by design? Are you going to do the research and find out that aspartame is causing lower birth weights anywhere the artificial sweetener is consumed and causing miscarriages in the studies in the 70s and in new studies out by major governments? I mean, how do these women out there, when everybody's heard aspartame's bad for you, at least you've heard that, how do these women and these husbands not go research it? Well, I'll tell you why. It's addictive. You tell somebody who drinks aspartame soft drinks or chews aspartame gum, almost every brand of even sugar gum has it added, they're highly addicted. That's why they'll say, no, not my drink. No, not my chips with MSG. Not only are the poisons they put in the food deadly, but they're also addictive. Many poisons in the metabolic system of humans and animals become addictive. Of course, in the 18th and 19th, and even into the 20th century, one of the most popular forms of speed was just old-fashioned poisons. And it becomes very, very addictive. Arsenic. In fact, people won't believe that. Search engine, arsenic as a drug or arsenic addiction. And just throw up the first mainstream article or government document for them watching at PrisonPlanet.tv. If you're a radio listener, you can just search engine that term. These excitotoxins, and we've had brain surgeons and neurologists and toxicologists and biologists on to explain. And they knew this. They tested all of these food additives in the last 80-plus years. This was going on since the 20s, so really 90 years from the studies we've seen. And they found out that rats, which their metabolic system is the most closely akin to humans, pigs are almost as similar in the reactions that rats and pigs have to drugs and to chemicals and to poisons. That's why they use pig hearts in heart transplants. It's better than baboon. That's why they use pig ventricles, because they found that in many cases they don't reject them as often as they would even reject a human heart in a heart transplant. But the issue is they've tested all of this. And the scientists in these studies, in some cases you read in their papers, we've done some interviews with these people in the upcoming film, and they're told, look, don't worry about it if this study shows that this GMO rat feed is sterilizing more than half the first generation, over 80% the second, almost all of them are sterile by the third and the fourth. Deformities, don't worry, there's too many people. Just keep your mouth shut. And, of course, we've had scientists on and named names on that particular story before. But the issue here, we did with Jeffrey Smith about a month ago. The issue here is that they have tested all of this out. New arsenic nanoparticle blocks aggressive breast cancer. No, that's an article about them saying arsenic's good in some ways. Of course, poisons do, in small amounts, knock out cancers if they're delivered right. They also kill the other tissues and attack DNA and cells. The point is that if you research history, search engine this term. This should pull it up. Arsenic addiction in Elizabethan England. That should bring it up for you. Or arsenic addiction in 18th and 19th century England was an epidemic. They didn't have a cup of tea, they had a pinch of arsenic. Okay, we're going to come back and into other issues and take your phone calls. 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231 is the toll-free number to join us on this Friday. We're going to cover the economy, the oil cap, which we pray is the truth. They claim they fixed it. What's happening on the financial end, it's all coming up.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Global meltdowns, massive unemployment, endless wars, a new currency crisis, financially and morally bankrupt. A great and terrible storm is approaching. So what's the best way to get ready? To get prepared for hard times ahead. Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent patriots who want practical advice on how to survive and prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Off the Grid News is fiercely independent, all about self-reliance, and packed with helpful information on survival gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, herbal medicines, privacy and security, as well as God, gold, and guns, with absolutely no apologies. And the best part? This $100 a year service is now free of charge for our listeners. That's right, free for our listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.com. That's offthegridnews.com. You can sign up for free at offthegridnews.com. offthegridnews.com.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
Front porch sitting in an old rocking chair. The sun is hot in the Texas sky. Garden growing, clothes out on the line. A dusty road when a car goes by.
Let's get into the economic news. We'll cover it more when Bob joins us coming up in the 1 o'clock hour. Then we'll go to your phone calls. A slap on the wrist for Goldman Sachs. Goldman Sachs, of course, the federal government, literally run by former Goldman Sachs alumni who hold masses of Goldman Sachs stock, as much of Congress does. They basically did nothing to them. And from the beginning, they focused in on their investigation on Timberwolf, just one little area of the scores of crimes committed by Goldman Sachs. And, of course, those emails admitted that they were selling people mortgage derivatives when they knew they were pure crud and when they were basically betting against them in put options. It may have been a record fine for a financial institution, but it appears investment bank Goldman Sachs got off lightly. The whole affair brings into question the strength of the Securities and Exchange Commission case. The great vampire squad, wrapped about the face of humanity, agreed to pay $550 million, they've made hundreds and hundreds of billions, to settle fraud charges. But crucially, it did not admit guilt for misleading clients over subprime mortgage products. So nothing done to them. Even the SEC appears to have decided no fraud was committed and accepts that Goldman made a mistake in its marketing material, even though they said this is pure bleeping. Remember the cuss word that the senator was using in the hearings? Pure bleeping that they sold the public. It was it failed to hold Goldman's feet to the fire, even if no one can question the size of the fine. And in the new financial re-regulation package that literally gives the Federal Reserve total control over the economy with no congressional oversight, that's in the bill that the House and Senate have passed that Obama will now sign. They've done it. They don't even look at derivatives and restricting them until 2022, or 12 years from now. And when you read the Wall Street Journal and other reports, they'll admit, well, it is a private Federal Reserve board made up of banking heads of the elite banks and different banking associations at the state level, like the Texas Banking Association, says it's a total takeover and will be used to shut down local healthy banks that weren't involved in derivatives. The public is being sold this is reform. And I've seen emails and comments saying, Alex, why are you against reform? Reform would be abolishing the Federal Reserve, or at least auditing it. Reform would be banning derivatives that are counterfeit, fraudulent instruments that have bankrupted our society by design. Reform would not be bailing out these criminal institutions. And it's not just my analysis of the bill. Judge Andrew Napolitano has agreed. Ron Paul has agreed. But Ron Paul was on 2 weeks ago, and he said, you are exactly right in your analysis when I said what I just said, that it's a coup d'etat by the bankers. They took over the issuance of currency and credit in 1913, 97 years ago, and now they're setting up a total dictatorship over the entire economy. Anything that affects the economy, they have the power outside the Congress. This is much worse than in 1995 when the Congress handed over almost all of its trade authority via fast track to the World Trade Organization, itself a private board. And when you read the Security and Prosperity Partnership documents and the North Atlantic Alliance Agreement signed by Bush, Merkel, and Barroso in 2007, it all states that private corporate boards file reports and the government implements it through the bureaucracy. But when you read the headline in the Wall Street Journal, lawmakers are very pleased. Law remakes U.S. financial landscape. Senate passes overhaul that will touch most Americans. Bankers gird for a fight over fine print. Well, it's written so the big mega six banks have run the regulatory arm. The private Federal Reserve has been given dictatorial power. It's totally illegitimate, and we have to fight it and expose it. And the good news is that ABC News is reporting Senator Shelby on financial reform. He's saying repeal the whole thing. But I've seen the Republican leadership. They've not been attacking it from the proper perspective. They're saying it's wrong to have government regulation over Wall Street. This is selective government regulation by Wall Street over the government and the population. Remember that Washington Post article 2 weeks ago? I kept reading the quotes from it because it was so honest in the information, but not in their conclusion. Their conclusion was, we need this. And it's a good thing, but it said it gives near total autonomy and power to a private, secretive, non-reviewable board run by the Federal Reserve, made up by the heads of the top banks and brokerage firms. And it will, quote, deal with winding down the $600 trillion in derivatives. That's a conservative number. The entire GDP is $14 trillion a year. The average American already owes over $200,000 for the bailout and government expenditures and commitments, and that's a conservative number as well. President Obama took on House GOP leader John Boehner's call for repealing the financial reform bill before it signed yesterday. But Boehner's call was backed by the GMA and Richard Shelby, the ranking Republican on the Senate Banking Committee. We would like to repeal it. We have empowered a lot of regulatory bodies that failed us before, and the question is, what have we learned? He said, it's not going to create jobs, which we desperately need. It's going to cut jobs. It's going to hurt the economy. Yes, in there, every debit card transaction, every sale you make, everything you do. I mean, what was in the last stimulus package? Oh, $50-something billion to pay GM to move to Brazil, Eastern Europe, and China. Billions of the money. I mean, that's mainstream headlines. GM bailout money used to move plant to Brazil. Search that headline. Here's just one of the things that was in the stimulus, and this new one is just riddled with this stuff as well. Obesity rating for every American must be included in stimulus-mandated electronic health records, says Health and Human Services, Cyber News Service. Tracking how much you weigh. They're already doing that through the schools to then tax you if you're overweight. They admit they're now going to do that and say what you can put in a child's Happy Meal. Oh, it's okay for McDonald's to put silicone in the food. That's CNN, a petrochemical, extremely poisonous, illegal in England and other countries, but you can't put a toy in there. See, it's all about control. Congress acts, but bank bill has work ahead, is what AP says. Oh, yes, don't expect things to get better now that they've done this. No, it's going to get worse. China reduces U.S. Treasury debt holdings in the month of May. We always find out a few months later what they've done. China reduced its holdings in U.S. Treasury debt in May as a total foreign holdings of government debt posted a slight increase. And they've openly announced that they're downgrading U.S. Treasury bonds, debt that they're buying, from the bankers, and that they're moving to the SDRs. See, now that we've had globalism and deindustrialization, we still have the dollars. We could buy all the precious Chinese slave goods made by people living in lockdown concentration camps. That was in the AP yesterday, like it was no big deal. Yes, everybody's locked up at night in these worker neighborhoods, not allowed to come out. If they come out, they're sent to a re-education center, but that's how you have law and order. That's right out of The Running Man, where they're running around to the city, and you see the big billboard telescreen saying anyone caught out after dark will be permanently detained. Dollar extends losses on U.S. economy concerns. This is out of the French news agency. The dollar fell further Friday, touching the lowest level so far of the year against the yen, as weak U.S. data fueled concerns about the world's biggest economy, analysts said. They're now announcing that we're going to implode. Now, we know the globals were engineering an implosion, and people are now saying, wow, the media is being honest. Yes, but they're telling you the solution is more power for these people, and they're now announcing it to run the market down themselves. Here's another great article by The Economic Collapse up on PrisonPlanet.com. Will thousands of police layoffs unleash chaos and anarchy across America? Gee, in Ohio, in California, in Michigan, in Florida, in New York, Illinois, I'm seeing the reports. The government coming out and saying we won't respond to normal crime, robberies, people being poisoned by design, people sabotaging power poles, robbing cars. We're not going to respond to identity theft, embezzlement, extortion. Gee, what do you think criminals are going to do? Here's a CNBC report. Consumer sentiment sinks to lowest level in 11 months. Here's another one from Before It's News. Upcoming false flag. Put options placed on energy companies. Just as 3 days before 9/11, there was an unusual amount of trading going on with American Airlines. We are seeing the same type of action this time with power companies. This is Obama supporters saying active terrorism is the only thing that will save them. And then the Market Watch report, which is a division of News Corp, says unusual volume of put contracts was traded today. There were 713 put contracts versus the 10-day average of 55 On the call side, 27 call contracts were traded. Today's trade put call ratio at 26.41. There were 26.41 puts traded for each call contract on power companies. So we'll continue to watch that. So that is just some of the economic news. There's another report from the Dollar Vigilante that says how and why the world financial system has to collapse. Well, it has to collapse because it's designed to collapse. They've created thousands of times more counterfeit derivatives and financial fraud instruments than there is real assets in the world. Even if you inflated assets thousands of times in their value artificially, it wouldn't meet the derivatives. This is a financial weapon. This is a black hole. It's designed to render you down to a bankrupt serf. And Webster Tarpley has an excellent report on this up at Infowars.com. Obama, Dodd-Frank, are now protecting the derivatives curb out until 2022, and that's in the financial reform bill. And see, they've changed semantics to where the average person thinks when they hear the term overhaul or reform that it means it's something good. But if Titus in 70 AD sacked Jerusalem and overturned every structure and didn't leave one stone standing on another, not one brick sitting on another. Just as Christ pointed to the Pharisees and said, within your lifetime, not a single one of these stones will be standing on top of another, and that temple will be destroyed. The point is, that I mean, should Titus have called the destruction of Jerusalem an overhaul? A reform? And I've said it before, if you run out into I-35 traffic at, say, high noon when traffic's flowing at 80 miles an hour, and you see an 18-wheeler coming down the road and it's 30 yards away, and you jump out in front of the 18-wheeler, and at 80 miles an hour it hits you, there's almost 100% chance you're going to die. And your body is going to be smashed and run over and look like Sloppy Joe's for 100 yards down the road as it drags your body. Your body is going to be in parts. Your guts are going to be smeared all over the road. Now, that is a reform. If I take a sculpture of clay, a beautiful sculpture of, say, a falcon, and I take a rubber mallet hammer to it and bash it into a flat pancake, that is a reform. If you take your arm and stick it in a blender, an industrial blender on high, and chop it off your wrist and hold your arm up with red blood gouting and founting and spraying out, that is a reform. Your hand has been reformed. It is in the blender, in pieces. When I took that iPad to illustrate that people only care about machines and not fellow humans because we've been dehumanized and desensitized, and I took a power drill to it and then a hammer, I reformed it. So, yes, they're reforming the international system. They're reforming the dollar. They're reforming the family. They're reforming our trade and our industry and our society. And, yes, green jobs and carbon taxes, in its own statements from the UN, Club of Rome, Council on Foreign Relations, Royal Commission, all state, it is designed to bring you down to the level of bankrupt slaves. 110%. These people want to wreck things. They want to make you dependent. They want to conquer you. Your genetic code is being reformed by all the poisons and toxins. Just search the term gene damage or human DNA damage growing exponentially, because they can study the births in real time. And these Western nations, everywhere where you eat GMO food, everywhere where you eat food with all these preservatives, they aren't just bad for you. What does bad for you mean? It means deadly. It means harmful. You know what mercury does to your DNA? Rob Dew brought me a mainstream news article today I mean, I knew that Washington Post reported years ago that half of soft drinks have high levels of mercury in them. I knew that most of the crops we eat are full of mercury. But he brought one in about how children's fruit bowls, those pre-prepared fruit bowls and fruit juices, are filled with levels of mercury that are off the charts. I mean, you might as well go eat swordfish every day. It'd be better for you. There's mercury. There's lead. It's in the crops. It's in the food. It's in everything. You can search lead in children's foods, mercury in children's foods. But if there's a much lower level in a children's toy, they'll have a big recall. Everyone will gather around and get scared, and the government will have billboards up warning you. Everything's about how they care about you and they want to help you. They'll always focus on some little bitty thing that isn't really a problem, comparatively, and then ignore the giant problems. But there's lead, mercury, arsenic. It's all in there. Because do you know what they do with the distillates from oil production? All the things they can't use that are toxic waste, they mix it with fertilizer, hundreds of chemicals. And they then spray it as fertilizer onto the crops. And plants are very good. In fact, they use corn to detoxify land that's had problems. They will suck it up, and then you eat it. They will suck it up, and you eat it. Now, does LeBron James and Lindsay Lohan and Mel Gibson really matter now? Does your waistline really matter? No.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land, they think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You are being warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic Liberty Films.
Now you can purify the water and filter the air in your entire house for less. Keep listening for discount information from AirAndAqua.com. AirAndAqua.com has everything from whole house air and water purification systems to air conditioners, shower filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, and much more to keep you and your family healthy. Now, AirAndAqua.com has developed two value-packed money-saving packages. Package 1, the Pure Whole Home Water Package. It includes three very important elements to purify the water in your whole house. Package 2, the Whole Home Air Package, with an ultraviolet light system that kills 99.9% of airborne bacteria and viruses. Get more details on both of these air and water filter packages at airandaqua.com or call 866-380-AQUA. That's 866-380-2782. GCN listeners, use promo code GCN for an 8% discount. Go to airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
and the sun is going to burn into a cinder. Before we ever pass this way again. And we're going to rise.
And we're going to rise. We're going to rise. Rise like a one-eyed jack of diamonds with the devil in a pussy mind. We're going to
rise. Okay, we're going to start the second hour. And I'm going to go to Tim, TJ, Eddie, Tim, Ronnie, and others. The toll-free number to join us is 1-800-259-9231. Bob Chapman's coming up in the third hour today to talk about the economy. Coming up, also, BP says they stopped the oil leak in the Gulf of Mexico, but we've got screenshots of their cameras down there, and it looks like there may be some hanky-panky going on, but we are looking into it right now and working on that. But if this is true, praise God, this is certainly wonderful news. We'll be talking about that and discussing it coming up after we go through a bunch of your phone calls. Also, the head of the United Arab Emirates, their ambassador, says country may back a U.S.-Israeli attack on Iran. This is very serious news out of Der Spiegel and also the Saudi Arabian newspapers and Business Insider. So we're going to be breaking that down coming up. Another economic report here from Yahoo Finance. The U.S. middle class is being wiped out. Here's the stats to prove it. And we'll also then get into Kagan. There may be a filibuster of her if Senator Jeff Sessions decides to take action. We need to put pressure on Senator Sessions, who's done some pretty good work in the past, one of the better senators up there, and say, look, you have a duty to filibuster this monster who's anti-free speech and Second Amendment and private property and anti-family. It doesn't matter if she still gets confirmed. You have a responsibility to expose her as the monster she is, so there's more pressure on her once she's a Supreme Court justice to not double back. And she did engage in perjury before another congressional hearing when she was confirmed as Solicitor General. And the first thing she did when she got in was double back on what she'd promised. So this woman is unfit to be a toilet attendant. But that's coming up, your phone calls, when we start the next hour. Don't forget, all of this is possible because of your support. When you buy the books, the videos, the T-shirts, all the ball caps, the materials, and the videos, the books, and the ball caps, and all of it gets the word out and educates you to a higher level so you can wake others up, and you can pass them on, make copies of all my films. We carry a lot of other great books and videos, and they're all posted, of course, at PrisonPlanet.tv for members there as well. But don't forget the online video bookstore shopping cart. We couldn't do any of this without you, InfoWars.com. And lastly, I want to tell you about Inner Food Botanicals. We live in a toxic environment. Daily, we are bombarded with chemtrails, fluorides, pesticides, and other equally toxic chemicals. The folks on the Gulf Coast now have to worry about benzene, all the rest of the toxins. It's important to get a superfood, 20 superfoods, where your body absorbs it. I use it. My wife uses it. Interfood helps build your body's defenses and helps it rid toxins. You can try the Alex Jones combo with the coconut milk powder. It's all organic. I love the NutriCafe coffee, but the Interfood's the key. They're super green food. ENERfood.com. Interfood.com. Banners on Infowars.com. Interfood.com, or give them a call. 866-762-9238, 866-762-9238, innerfood.com. Great folks there. So bolster your immune system and your cellular structure against the onslaught that the eugenicists have launched against us and our families.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.